the 48 minutes of the game, and you know, we were able to find a way the last 3 or 4 minutes to get one more burst and get some stops on the defensive end the last 3 or 4 minutes, and then different guys making plays and shots and passes. And you know, I thought for stretches of a lot of the game, you know, we're just trying to get closer to that 48 minutes. But it was great to see how we finished tonight. And you know, the defense, you know, one of our principles without fouling, I thought we showed our hands. We did a lot of things. Gasol hit some unbelievable shots. I thought the, you know, individual defense by both Al and Perro on Gasol was to be commended. And you know, I think just the overall activity in the first half defensively, the turnovers, the steals, again, created some opportunities for us offensively. So, you know, we just want to keep building off of that defensive mindset.
You had 11 point lead going to the fourth quarter and eventually lost it. Then you go from 12-2 on the end of the game. Is there a message? Was there an adjustment to end that game?
No. We just kind of stuck with what we were doing. I don't think there wasn't something glaring, or you know, they had some guys step up and make some plays, and Tayshaun Prince got going and you know, hurt us in a few different areas. I think it was a credit to them. I don't think it was, you know, we obviously can always do things better and we'll find things to work on, but losing the 10-11 point lead, I thought it was a credit to them and their defense, and a couple of their guys stepping up and making big plays, and we were able to reverse it a little bit there the last couple of minutes.
Alvin Paul have off-night shooting. Is it indicative of this team this season, the way other guys are able to step up, become sort of that hole and make those guys something?
Yeah, you know, hopefully that's becoming part of our, you know, mindset, part of our each night. Somebody different can be the person that's maybe scoring more, helping us more on the offensive end. And if something's taken away, you know, our guys are learning to read and react to each other and make decisions and find the open guy. And, you know, we've got a lot of good players, so hopefully different guys each night can step up.
Mike, talk about the defense. You held them 15 points in the third quarter. Was there any adjustments made at halftime to take care of that? Led to that, it was just an intensity thing. I mean,
no, there's adjustments. Sometimes are overrated. We didn't change anything. We stuck with what we're doing. I think you know, we wanted to take care of the boards a little bit better coming out of halftime. We wanted to take care of the ball better. Those two things, if you can do those, then you know, defensively, that gives you your best chance, because then your transition defense isn't being tested by turnovers. And we always preach, you know, finish the defense with the boards. And, you know, if you have a 15-point quarter, those two things are probably happening.
Coach, what was the impact of the of your steals and your bench tonight?
You know, I think the activity defensively is creating, hopefully, the turnovers. And, you know, we've been talking about doing it within, you know, kind of our principles, within, you know, how we defend. And I think when our activity is at a high level, then, you know, we can be solid and still create turnovers. And I thought that was a huge part of the first half, really big. And the bench has been, you know, big, you know, I think the last month and a half, whatever it's been. And I think tonight, you know, to play in front of our home crowd too, I think there was times when we fed off the energy of our home crowd, and, you know, I think the guys really felt it. And that leads to, you know, more activity, more turnovers, a little bit of momentum, so I thought the crowd really helped us tonight also.
The slow start by Al, and it seemed to be shooting a lot of mid-range stuff early on. Was there a push late in the game to Efren that will be a little bit more aggressive on the side?
Al's, you know, I think he's just a really smart player, and he's a great mid-range shooter, so we don't necessarily ever discourage that. But we also, all of us are, you know, the entire group, we want him attacking and get to the paint, collapsing the defense, and I think he just took it upon himself. Nobody said anything or anything like that, or that, you know, maybe his teammates did, but not from us.
Was there a sense that you had to tell guys to be confident, keep shooting, and that they were struggling, and Al made that big shot after a rough night at the end?
Yeah, you know, I think Paul and Al both, you know, each night, you know, they know we depend on them and we need them, and we believe in them, you know, from the start of the game to the end of the game. And Al hit a huge one coming out of that timeout. And, he's even when he messes, I'm ready for Alec Paul to shoot the next open shot, and the whole group really.
Six straight games with Jeff with 20-plus points. You talked about wanting to see him get more consistent. How pleased are you with the way he's attacking on a regular basis?
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably in any sport or walk of life. You know, if he can be really consistent, you know, every day, and that's what we're keep pushing Jeff on, and I think he's made a lot of progress. And think, you know, his defense is where I really think, you know, we think if you put that effort and you put that energy in there, it just kind of carries over to the other end. And he's gifted offensively, and you know, he's making some good things happen for himself and for his team. All right, thanks.